We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm over here trying to eat my disco fries, and you over here talking about some merger that didn't go through. Look here, Brian. Take that Pinot Noir energy to the end of the fucking bar and let me enjoy my Monte Cristo in peace.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. This is the show with big opinions about nothing. Things that mean the world to us that maybe other people don't care about at all. I am one of your hosts. I'm a co-host. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan! Brah, 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 brah. Insert more noises here.
Great.
You rude. Don't be a hater, Josh.
I'm rude.
Make noise. You can make a noise too. Shit. Come on, just go. Brah, brah.
Brah, brah.
No, Negro. Brah, brah. You gotta. Can you?
Brack, brack.
You can't.
I maybe.
Try it. You can't roll your tongue.
I can roll, but this not even what the episode's about.
No, do it. We're gonna talk about this till you do it.
Rah rah rah. It's not working.
You can't do it. That's okay. A lot of people can't. It's genetic.
Hey, you know what? Just give me time. Give me time. It's fine.
It's genetic. It's literally genetic. My mom can't do it, but krat-ta-ta-ta. See?
Well, today on the show, we're going to be talking about something that's close to both of us. And I think people will be surprised at which side we landed on, knowing us. Because, you know, now there's been 30-some-odd episodes to get to know us if you didn't before the show start. If you don't know us from stand-up, if you don't know us from the show, you know our personalities now. And so I think there are going to be some shocked faces that we won't see because this is all audio.
Yeah. No, it's on the YouTube. They can see my hair.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is. And titties. It is on YouTube. Yep. All happening.
Where are your titties, Josh?
I am working on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ever since my injury, I haven't been able to bench the same that I was benching before.
Oh, because you broke your titties.
Today's episode.
For those of you that don't know, Josh had a muscle injury to his pectoral muscles, which is, if you don't know, the titty muscle.
Yes, yes, it is the meat. So today's episode is happy hour versus brunch. By the way, this comment came from Little Sailboat. We check out the comments when you leave them, so shoot us a suggestion on what you want to hear us talk about. Anyway, Dulce.
Get into it.
Do you want to tell the people where you landed?
I think you should start.
Okay. All right, I'll start.
What I want to do is, mm-hmm. First of all, before you say where you going to be, mm-hmm. and before I say where I was going to be, mm-hmm. I want to give the people time to think. What do you think Josh picked? Yeah, what do I think? What do you think I picked? Play the music. Okay, we're done. Joshua.
I'm happy hour.
Wow, y'all didn't expect that, did you?
No, you probably didn't, because I don't drink. But I feel. Like, happy hour has more benefits to society than brunch does.
Well, I thought it was because of your love of discounted apps.
It is partially, but
it is half price because you can get the half price appetizers at happy hour, but you don't have to buy alcohol to get them.
I know that this is the other thing is that I that obviously means that you're on the brunch side.
Yeah.
And my opinion is that happy hour makes life easier and better through discounts, while brunch makes it harder and more bougie for no reason with orange juice and vodka.
Okay, first of all, a mimosa is orange juice and champagne.
Oh, champagne. Okay, that's my bad. I was thinking of screwdrivers.
Yes.
But still, not worth it.
First of all, breakfast on a Sunday, lasting till 2 p.m., blessing, two, sometimes three. I've been places that did brunch till 4 o'clock because they know people party in their city, right?
And church was till two almost. And so church you was need till two. Brunch to go till four.
Right. That's why I don't like the fact that Golden Corral on a Sunday, their breakfast ends at 11. Sir, that's only the third hour of church.
Yeah, you're trying to miss people with that breakfast.
You're missing people. Like the Golden Corral, like we were at Golden Corral in Atlanta. And they're like, breakfast ended at 11. And my mother went, what? Why? And she literally said, but people are still in church. And the lady went, I know.
Yeah.
Everybody that worked there knew it was wrong. But it was like corporate. Like, no, even white church in Georgia is still in at 11.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get people till 1 o'clock. Come on now.
Yeah.
You got to get people
at least
folks
to get
at
there.
At least to get there. To get dressed. Sunday, you're supposed to be able to chill and get your breakfast. I shouldn't be in a hurry on Sunday to get some vittles. That sounds wild. The thing about brunch, though, is, one, your mimosas are bottomless. Also, we have changed the lifestyle when it comes to brunch. So now, it's not just orange juice. We done expanded the juices, okay? It's not about orange no more. We out here. Listen, I one day had bottomless mimosas, and they had pomegranate juice, baby girl. You know how expensive, how pricey.
Yeah.
Oh, juice that a pomegranate. Oh, have you heard that in the Bible? It might actually not be an apple that Eve is that tempts Adam with. It's actually a pomegranate.
That's what I heard, too. Yeah, which would be very difficult to bite into. That's wild. That's like so
crazy. So you see why they changed it?
I think, honestly, I think that that's why they got kicked out of the garden. Is because, like, Adam bit into a whole pomegranate, and the guy was like, you too dumb to be here. This is paradise.
What are you doing?
You bit right into it. I told you not to eat it at all, and then you bit it in the face.
I told you not to eat it at all. Anyway.
Yeah.
I told you to leave it alone. Maybe that's why pomegranate is so hard to open and it stains your fingers. But yeah. I know how
it's
to do
sin.
It.
You stained with sin.
Stained, like just a scarlet letter on your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
On your fingers.
For sticky those of you, and guilty.
For those of you that don't read anything, you missed all of these references.
Yeah, yeah.
To the Bible, to the scarlet letter, to sin in general. Get your books up. Call your mama because something is off. So,
get your books up is probably the most ratchet way I've heard someone be told to become literate.
Yo, get your books up.
You ain't never read The Prince by Machiavelli? Get your books up.
Oh, you've never read The Count of Monte Cristo?
Why don't you get your books up, kid?
God, well, there was a lot of books I didn't read because Wishbone was on TV.
Yeah, yeah. Wishbone nullified the need to read several books. Like, because even though Wishbone, there's no way that they covered all the details, you still spoiled the whole story because we got the gist.
I know what it's doing.
Yeah.
I know what it's doing. But when they did Cyrano de Bergerac, I was like, you know what?
When they did Ulysses, when they did the Odyssey, I was like, okay, but you know the dog, because the dog can't shoot the arrow because he doesn't have any thumbs.
Oh, so they had the fake little, you remember when we were the fake?
Yeah.
To make it look like a dog shot an arrow. I remember they were doing Romeo and Juliet. My mom walked by and was like, see, you can see, go
that's too
far.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
You can go too far.
Yeah.
That's the, I mean, my mother fucked with, Wishbone, who she didn't fuck with was Clifford. That's what my mother did not.
The idea of, you know what it is, though? Clifford was a bad influence. Because Clifford is why, to this day, you'll go to a friend's house and they got a rabbit dog that doesn't have any home training and everybody thinks it's cute. Because that's what Clifford was. Clifford would destroy a whole town, leave bodies mangled, right? Houses in shambles. And we were all like, he's big and he's red. Isn't that cute? It's like, nah, there's an entire city living under threat of devastation from this dog who is what? A Doberman? A red golden? What is it?
A dog?
Yeah. And so now I'll go to a friend's house and its dog will be pissing on the wall. And they're like, no, Pookie, don't. Oh, my God. You know, he's a puppy. He's only five. And I'm like, that's so grown.
But don't we go by dog years? In that dog 35?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just a drunk uncle.
Yep. And nobody has home traded all their dogs because we grew up on Clifford and we were like, oh, it's normal for your dog to be a terrorist.
Listen, I remember as a little girl, I was like 6 years old and I came home with a Clifford book and I'm just sitting there, I'm like reading a book from the library at school. And my mom was like, what's this? I said, it's Clifford the Big Red Dog. And she goes, that dog is too big. And then she just walked away.
Yeah, but you're also talking about somebody who had been an adult for too long. When you're an adult for enough years, you're like, I can't even, this is not
Girl,
fun.
When I was 6 years old, she was 27.
That's an adult. She'd been a full adult for 5 years, right?
She'd been an adult for a while as soon as I showed up. But like every time she's like, that dog is too big. I don't see what the point is. That dog needs a social security number and a job. So when the cartoon came out, me and my brother were like, Mommy, they got a Clifford cartoon. She's like, they gave that big ass dog a cartoon for what? I said, when I get a damn dog, like, she is not. And then it came with a live action movie. She's like, don't you come up to me talking about that movie with that big ass dog. Like, she was not a fan.
Because she's being reasonable and she's plugging in that, okay, like, as a kid, you're like, wow, what if I had a giant dog? Wouldn't that be cool and I could ride him and stuff? And then she, as a grown woman, is like, if there was a dog that big, there's no way it wouldn't be problems.
Yes.
Because now the dog's too big to even protect. Because now all a burglar has to do is run between his own legs and the dog won't be able to catch him.
But then the dog could just step on him.
Maybe. Clifford clumsy.
Oh, that's true.
Clifford might step on the front porch trying to kill the burglar.
You know, it wouldn't be helpful if you tried to ride that dog from brunch. This is my thing about brunch. Because I do remember we were not talking about Clifford. Clifford versus Wishbone.
Clifford versus Wishbone is for another day, yes.
Write that down. Somebody write that down. Clifford versus Wishbone. What? What? Nigga, what? You know who finna win. I'm not going to tell the people. I'm going to let them hear it. Yo, somebody send me a DM with a huge list of topics, and now I can't find the DM.
Oh, dang.
So now I got to hunt it down. Also, some rude-ass person DM me. Yo, first of all, when you're DMing people, watch your fucking mouth. How about that? Watch how you fucking talk to people. If you don't take the time to find me on the internet to talk to me about this podcast, watch your fucking mouth. You talking to me crazy on the phone that I paid for?
You gotta take a screenshot. Whoever's watching on YouTube, take a screenshot of Dulce pointing at me laughing. Because I
watch your fucking mouth. You understand? somebody was like, well, how can you say you don't read YouTube comments when, you know, that's how you get topics for the show? You can't say that. And I'm just like, first of all, bitch. I said, I don't read two YouTube comics about my stand-up. Second, I don't read the YouTube comments on the show either. That's literally somebody else's job. But I do read some of the comments, but I'm not somebody who goes and scrolls through. I'm not somebody who sits up and looks at every single comment, because in between good comments, you'll get bad comments and people are fucking mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for my mental health, you goofy hoe, I don't read comments on Al Gore's internet.
This is another get your books up moment.
Yes, get your fucking books up.
Because you're also being like, really bring a world together. Like, for my mental health, you goofy hoe. Like, geez, all right. Wow.
Heffa.
You know what? You know what? For my... For my blood pressure, I'm going to have to whoop your ass. It's like, well, wait, why? How does one help with the other?
On GP. On GP. Get out of my internet. I mean, the way that people talk to people, one, I don't need your input. Give a fuck about your opinion, right? If you're a fan of the show, thank you so much. But to come into my DMs and then just try to, one, check me or insult me. Because I rarely read my DMs anyway, because a lot of times I don't know where they are. And then they have so many different...
Where who is?
There are different, like, categories of DMs.
Oh, I see, I see.
So, like,
see.
People you yeah. follow, people you don't follow, mm-hmm. and then more people you don't follow. But then there's, like, top requests of people you don't follow, and then all requests of people you don't... I'm like, I'm not reading this.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, I'm with you.
So, it's like, if I'm sitting at brunch... enjoying stuffed French toast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about...
For $16, by the way.
$25. Step your pussy up. Listen, the day that you realize that you finna pay $16 for eggs, even though the egg... Yo, I didn't... Everybody was talking about the eggs, and I didn't realize what was going on, and the eggs had gotten so...
Oh, that the eggs are expensive now. The eggs, real eggs, have caught up to brunch prices.
Oh.
So now they got to be that expensive.
But
just so
happened?
That the restaurants can stay open. There's just a shortage. Yeah, there's a shortage.
What happened to the chickens?
I mean, it's a good question. I'm not going to act like I know exactly the ins and
outs.
Wait
a minute. So we had a wing shortage, and now we got an egg shortage?
Egg shortage of the moment.
Oh, it's bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, don't y'all tell my mama that bird flu is back.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
As someone who was an avid bruncher, I would go to this place called Marlowe's Tavern in Atlanta all the time. And me and my homegirl would literally go like every Sunday, to the point that the people that worked there, because it was like a buffet too.
Mm-hmm.
But what they would do, which I think was probably against some health regulation, maybe. And this is also a very popular brunch spot. And their bottles of mimosas were, let's just say one day my homegirl had to drive us home from brunch. Because your girl couldn't do it. Because the server kept doing the math.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was $15 bottles of mimosas, right? Bottles of mimosas. And he was like, listen. I was like, I had two. He's like, yeah, but that's like $7.50 a piece. He said, if you have another one, it's only $5 a piece. And I was like, oh, he's right. Okay. And I had another one. And I had another one. He's like, see, now they're only $3 a piece.
Hey, you could get it down to $150.
He said it, and I was like, sir, I don't have it in me. I'm not drinking 15 mimosas first of fucking all. And plus, he was cute. I was like, you could have your way with me anyway. I ain't got to drink 15 mimosas.
Don't you want a 50 cent mimosa?
That would be 30. You'd have to drink 30 mimosas.
You'd have to be a hero. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
50 cent mimosas are a possibility.
If you want your stomach pumped.
If you don't have anything to do on Monday, go ahead and get that 50 cent mimosa. Go ahead and live your life.
We're getting it down to 50 cents, 50, 15. I was like, wait, it's $15 bottomless. The other thing about a mimosa, it's the most acidic thing.
Yeah.
Orange juice and champagne.
Exactly, yeah. That's got to burn.
It does sometimes. But that's why you need that good breakfast. That's why you need them grits. That's why you need the French toast. Mm-hmm. The thing about happy hour is happy hour most places only lasts 2 hours. I also found out in certain states, happy hour is illegal.
I know, because it's dangerous, because it's sexy, because it's a rebel, okay?
It's two hours every day.
Nah, happy hour. Clearly not every day, because it's not allowed some places. There's some places that they won't even let happy hour come through because they're scared of what it'll do to the community.
From 4 to 6 p.m.?
From 4 to 6 p.m., they're like, hey, we can't let people have a happy hour. It's like Footloose in real life, all right? If people just start dancing, what might happen? You might lose the youth, okay?
But the thing is, like, you worked in a restaurant, so you lose the youth.
Come on, this next generation is lost, okay? There's too much happy hour, all right?
I'm going to tell you, so Morris Chestnut was the guest last night on the show. And I will tell you this. We don't make niggas like that no more. We don't. Fucking him, Michael Strahan. Like, we don't make black men like that. We ain't printing them out no more. We're just not.
Wow.
They're both in their 50s, and I'm like, come and... Morris Chestnut has been fine my whole life, right?
Okay.
But you're like, oh, Morris Chestnut's fine. You're like, yeah. And then you see him in person. The way this nigga smelled, bro. This man's cologne was a pain. You understand? Like, we don't make this dude anymore.
Mm.
We don't. Like, if you look at the whole class of dude, like the younger black actors.
Okay.
We ain't making no more Morris Chestnuts, right? We're not making any more Terrence Howards either, but that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is that...
I just got to let you go because I also don't know what you mean. So I'm like, we'll find it.
What I'm saying is that, like, Morris Chestnut is... Like, that's the man that'll take you to brunch because he wants you to have a nice Sunday. He wants to get to know you, you know? This is like...
How dare you? First of all, how dare you?
You mean
okay?
How very dare me?
Look, you cannot just try to attach Morris Chestnut to brunch like it's an upcoming script, okay?
You can't see that outfit.
You can't be like, no, brunch is here, Morris Chestnut is attached. You can't do that,
brunch,
all right?
Brother. Look, that's a brunch,
Happy hour is taking you to a happy place, all right?
It's trying to get you drunk as possible in rush hour traffic. You understand?
What do you mean in rush hour traffic? You're inside. But
once happy hour is over, you have to take your happy ass home.
No, you don't have to leave at happy hour. Happy hour is just how you start the night.
You have to go home eventually.
Eventually.
If you're drunk as shit at 5:30.
Okay.
What else are you finna do that day?
No, but it's not about... You could say the same thing about brunch with all the mimosas, okay?
Brunch, we chilling. Brunch? Brunch?
Yeah, listen, brunch.
Brunch was the reason that Uber and Lyft was... Nightclubs, brunch are the reason Uber and Lyft was invented, right? Happy hour. First of all, if you notice, you worked at restaurants before, right?
Yeah.
Happy hour is during that time in a restaurant where no one's there. Like, a lot of restaurants will close from, like, 3 to 5. Happy hour is that time where no one's at a restaurant. So, like, hey, how do we get people in here? Would I rather have no money or would I rather sell these potato skins for $7 instead of $14, right?
All I'm saying is happy hour brings people together.
So does brunch.
In a way that is pressureless, unlike brunch. See, the drawback of brunch, the drawback of brunch is maybe you went to happy hour the night before. Maybe you did get a little too hammered.
Ain't no happy hour on Saturday. Happy hour is Monday to Friday.
Delicious. But Saturday can have brunch. You can have brunch on Saturday.
You can have brunch on Saturday, but you can't have happy hour on Saturday.
But you have happy hour on Friday.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm saying maybe you went hard on a happy hour, and now brunch is something that's hard to make it to. Brunch, you got to get up. You're like barely pulling yourself together. You're barely holding on until you get your food in you and everything. You're not feeling well. Nobody's like that for happy hour. Nobody goes so hard before happy hour that they can't make it to happy hour.
Because they were at work.
Exactly. Brunch, sometimes it's a trial to get there.
Listen, first of all, that's why it lasts till 2.
Uh-huh.
Because you know your constituents, your customer base might have been up late the night before, might not have gone to bed till 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You pass out 4 in the morning, you get 6 hours of sleep. Baby girl, it's only 10 a.m. Ha! And brunch lasts till 2? You can still get some eggs. You can still get some of that French toast. Still get the omelette.
Your brunch is trying to drain the people's wallets dry. I'm trying to keep money in those pockets with happy hour.
Hey. They have brunch specials. What would you rather? Bottomless mimosas are the special. Why would I buy 5 mimosas at $15 a piece when I can pay the $20 for the bottomless mimosa? And then you can tell them, hey, let me get a little more orange juice. Let me get a little less orange juice. Let me get some cranberry juice. Just give me a glass of champagne. Mommy's breakfast juiced. Whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
They will adjust those mimosas for you accordingly. Unless they're a bunch of cheap fucks who pre-mix their mimosas, which lets me know this is mostly fucking orange juice anyway. What I'm saying is that if it's a good Sunday morning, don't nobody want to get dragged out of bed early to go get grits. Ew. I don't know why people get up so early on a Saturday. It drives me mad. But, a good brunchy. See, this is the thing. Happy hours have a lot of tension in a happy hour. All right? Because somebody just got off of work.
Mm-hmm.
You've been stressed out all day. Mm-hmm. And now you bring in that tension.
Mm-hmm. To next, be released at happy hour when you get happy.
Next to my
happy.
Half-price cheese fries. I'm over here trying to eat my disco fries. And you over here talking about some merger that didn't go through. Look here, Brian. Take that Pinot Noir energy to the end of the fucking bar and let me enjoy my Monte Cristo in peace, okay? So I'm fuck with happy hour because there's too many people getting right off of work. Ooh. Right off of work. And you know what happy hour is meant for? People that didn't want to go home. You just got off of work. You don't want to go home.
I wish you wouldn't have brought up the too many people thing because now brunch, oof, you want to talk about too many people.
It's awesome.
What about that? What about that line? What about that line just to sit down?
Get a reservation.
They don't all do reservations. They don't all do reservations.
They don't. So you finna have to wait.
In a line.
Okay.
With other people who are hungry, tired, hungover.
Yes.
No. My place brings you no line. My place brings
happy
you.
Happy hours can have a line. If it's bumping.
They might have a line. They don't definitely have a line.
Brunch places don't. Brunch places do definitely have a line.
Brunch places. Good. Yeah, if they're good, and don't get me wrong, I've waited in line to have a brunch place I had never had before because somebody told me how good it was, and I got in there and it was as good as they said it was. I'm not saying the line is wrong. I'm just saying if you're already a little tired from the night before, a little hungover, and then that's the other thing too. Some of these places have a line so long that you end up really being pressed. Like, it's like, all right, we're about to get in at 1:55. So I hope everybody knows what they want at the table because we need to order as soon as we sit down because some of these places are strict.
And what I don't like, I was in the airport the other day trying to get breakfast and I just wanted a croissant, just a cheese, whatever, croissant, cheese and whatever on it. So I take a cheese croissant. And the guy was like, we're not really doing breakfast anymore. I said, what is it, 10:40? He said, it's 10:35. And I walked the fuck away. I just didn't eat. I was like, I'm not going to have
your early hamburger.
Also, I'm looking at the fucking croissants.
Yeah.
It's 10. If it was 10:55, I can give you that.
Yeah.
10:35. Did the sausage just turn off?
Did the sausage decide to stop being sausage?
Right. Did the sausage just become a honey baked ham? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I think there should always be like a 5 to 10 minute grace period on some shit like that. But the whole like, oh, it's 10. So my question is like, so when you stop serving breakfast, 10:31 or was it 10:29?
That's my favorite. When somebody pulls that, I want to lose my mind because if I'm already there, like let's say if I'm just walking in, I have no rights. Okay. I'll give that up. I've worked in a restaurant. I know what it's like. If I walk in at 10:31 and I want to sit down, get my waters, get myself situated, and then order a whole breakfast and y'all stop doing breakfast at 10:30, then I'm with you. I'm fully with you. I don't even try it. I don't even try to push my luck.
But my thing is, if I walk in at 10:28, tell me, hey, because I've had places go, listen, did you come here for breakfast? Because breakfast is about to end. And I've had places get us served breakfast even though breakfast had ended. Because we were still in the
line.
They let me know. Or because you were in the line still, brunch ends at 2. We had a very long wait, longer than we anticipated. You waited for like an hour. And now it's 1:55 when you're sitting down. We will honor the breakfast. Or it's 2 something. You've been in line for an hour. But it was anybody who got in line after 2 o'clock could not get breakfast. And they were like, hey, it's after 2. This is the last batch of people. We're not doing any more about it. We're not doing anybody else for breakfast. That I can respect. Everybody that was in this line waiting, okay, all y'all can get breakfast. No new people. We're not doing this. That I can respect. Happy hours. I've been happy. Hey, happy hour ends at 6. Coming here at 5:55. Be prepared.
Know what you want to drink now.
Right. And be prepared and I get these half-price chicken fingers. That's on you, baby girl.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
If I know when breakfast ends, and then I get there and have the time to get there, sit down, get served water, everything before breakfast has ended, and I'm still like within 5-10 minutes before breakfast ends and you tell me there's no more breakfast, I'm like, oh, then there was never breakfast here. Because if it stops at 10:30 and I showed up at 10 and then by the time you're ready to take my order, it was like 10:10, and you're like, oh, we stopped doing breakfast. It's like, okay, is this also a gas station? Like, help me out here.
I do think it's very interesting that people can pick and choose. It's like, well, we start serving breakfast at 10:30, and I was like, but it's 10 o'clock now. Mm-hmm. Well, but by the time your food is ready, then I was like, that. I'm ordering at 10. You telling me the pancake batter just throws itself out at 10:29?
The thing that ends up happening, though, and since I've been at restaurants before, I can genuinely say there will be things that take there are some dishes where I'm like, oh, okay, I can see how this is over, because there was like a dish that it took a while to cook because they did they would do like pans of it at a time.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, that takes 20 minutes to cook. So it's going to be just barely past breakfast by the time we serve it.
What time did you start cooking it?
Oh, but they ran out. That's the thing. So it'll be 10:20 and they're like, we're done with breakfast at 10:30. So at 10:20, I'm like, oh yeah, let me get this whole breakfast casserole thing you guys are talking about. You seem so famous for, right? And they're like, ooh, that actually takes 20 minutes to make. And if we make one for you, that's fine. We sold one. But now the other 8 people that it can feed won't know to order it. So it's just going to go to waste. And I'm like,
it's not. Just tell those people they can order it. I've worked in restaurants before, and I'm just like, there's a lot of things that happen. Like, I'll be at a restaurant. They're like, I'm like, hey, can I get this? And they'll go, actually, we don't. I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. I hear you. Is this pre-made? Well, no. Mm-hmm. We don't really do substitutions. I'm just asking you to give me different cheese.
It's hard to when a place doesn't do substitutions if they are not doing them because they don't know how to do anything better, or if they're not doing them because they're that like persnickety about it.
Some places are just persnickety, which makes me feel like that you pre-make everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that person, like, oh, I can't. Because, like, one of my friends, she has a joke about, like, Daniel Perez. She has a joke about, like, being at brunch and just starting it with, like, is it possible?
Yeah.
That's how she'll start everything. Yeah. But it's like, if I'm changing an order, it's because I'm getting tomatoes taken off of something. I'm getting croutons taken out of something. I'm getting avocado taken off of something.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I'll eat this however you make it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't look me in my face and tell me and look like I'm just some type of asshole. Because I'm like, yo, can I just not get tomatoes and croutons in this salad? And sometimes avocado makes me sick, so can I not get these things? Well, actually, also, I don't like it when anybody who works at a job acts like it's their establishment.
Oh, that you're bothering them at their house.
You're bothering them at their house.
Yeah.
If I
know
didn't
what you mean.
Come in here, you can't pay your rent. So I don't understand why you're getting an attitude with me. And I've worked at a server before.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, you think that way, because it's like, what I don't like is when people treat. I know how to treat wait staff because I've been a waiter before. I've been a server before.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get somebody who, if I see you split a check 3 ways at another table, don't come over and tell me you can't split a fucking check.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just saw you split the check at that table. Do you not want to split a check because you don't want to take 3 black people's credit cards? What the fuck is happening in here?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times I've been arrested. I'm like, I know I just saw you split the check. Or people be like, oh, no, we can do it. No, he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why we don't want to ask people to do their job no more.
Yeah, people are very timid around the idea of like, no, you need to do this. This is like really important.
I'm an American. I can't do this math. Also, when we started, they were like, do you want to separate checks? And you go, yes. Your friend's like, no. And I said, yes. Well, he don't want him to do that much work. Why the fuck not? He's not doing any work. It's the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's why we have computers. So when you get to a restaurant, they're like, we don't split checks. Oh, you don't want to make no money. Because if you don't split a check, you just created a problem for me.
I mean, I'll throw this out there right now. This seems like a brunch problem. I feel like happy hour.
No, this is a restaurant. No, it's a restaurant problem.
I feel like happy hour, you don't have the same issues.
You don't feel like more than one person at a time goes to happy hour?
No, no, no. I just mean that at happy hour, it's like everything's
people
so cheap.
People don't split checks. Splitting a check is splitting a check. You've seen people split a check at fucking Applebee's. That's not expensive.
Sometimes people let you know who they are and you can't act surprised later, you know? Sometimes people tell you, hey, I'm the brunch type person. I need to be taken out, wined and dined in the early parts of the afternoon. And then there are some people who are like, hey, I'm over here at happy hour trying to get in as much as I can off of the man. All right. Because as soon as it turns 6:01, you know, the happiness is shutting down. We're going full price on all the chicken wings. Let me take advantage of them before they can take advantage of me.
That's hilarious.
You know?
Well, let's kick it to the listeners. Because
I feel like neither one of us
made any sense.
Has really budged. No. And maybe we didn't defend that well.
No. Our position. Because you know what? Brunch is bougie, right? Mm-hmm. But happy hour ain't for the poor either.
It's not fully. Yeah. There are some. Here's the thing. Happy hour has the same vibes as trying to get into a club before a certain time, because that's when the cover charges start.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so okay. I can admit that wholeheartedly. I'm lucky enough to be at a point in my life where sometimes I'm there for the happy hour. I didn't even know it was happy hour. I just felt like eating there. You know,
that's true. Because a lot of times when you're on the road, look at God, you're just like, all right, well, I just flew in and it's 4:00.
Yeah.
My show
I'll
is
eat
at
8:00. Closest place. Yeah.
The closest place. What is the Ruby Tuesdays? I'm a kid of the 90s. I enjoy a salad bar. I just fucking do.
We have
chopped up ham. Chopped up ham. Well, listen, listeners, I want to know, are you bad and bougie? Or
sensible.
Are you pinching pennies? Are you bad and bougie? Are you bad and bougie or are you Josh? Is really where I...
Sensible.
I want to thank y'all to listen to another episode of Hold Up. What I've expected you to do this week is, you know, step your books up. All right. You can get Kindle on your phone. You can be out here being literate. You don't have to be looking at TikTok all day long. Unless you're watching them people make stuff and that's cool. But otherwise, put a Kindle on your phone, put a Kindle on your iPad, read a book, okay? Learn the classics. All right. Learn a word today.
Mm-hmm.
You know your word, everybody's word for today? Strumpet. Look it up.
Y'all, please read, take care of yourselves. And if you're looking to catch up with us, you can find Dulce Sloan at Dulce Sloan on everything. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking to catch up with me, you can find me at my other podcast, The Josh Johnson Show, wherever you get your podcasts. We love you. We appreciate you. And have a safe, happy, healthy, and bougie weekend.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Hey everybody, it's Josh here. I'm going to be doing stand-up on the road as part of the freshman tour. On March 10th and 11th, I'm going to be in Kansas City at the Kansas City Improv. You get your tickets from their website, improvkc.com, or in the link that we provide. And then after that, I'm going to be in Fort Collins, March 31st and April 1st, okay? So it's not a joke. I'm really going to be there, and I'm going to be doing a show for you if you come. You can go to their website, comedyfortcollins.com, or just check out the link that we provide. Dulce is also going to be on the road.
Dulce is going to be out here in the streets. You can catch me this weekend at the Laughing Tap in Milwaukee, February 3rd and the 4th. Then you can see me also out and about in the mall with your daddy at the Grand Rapids Comedy Club, February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And in the mall with your uncle at It Laughs Seattle, March 3rd and the 4th. I'm just out here trying to just have older men take me to Rainbow. Hey, what are we doing for your birthday?
I don't know yet.
Gonna be in the mall with somebody's daddy?
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.